Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. We welcome you tonight here to downtown Greenville for the observance ceremony of what generations after us will call the floods of Hurricane Helene. We come together tonight as a community because anniversaries matter. They mark the passage of time. It gives us an opportunity to remember those who we lost, what this community endured, and the strength and bonds that we formed during these hardship times. We will have some guest speakers this evening that we'll introduce. We'll have a special sounding of the sirens at 6:33, and that was the time that the Kinzer Ridge collapsed. And that will be a moment that we'll all tell that story to future generations. At this time, we ask you to please join us with the invocation with Green County Chaplain Danny Rickard.
Before we pray, I'd like to say a couple of words. First of all, tonight, we know this stirs up some memories, and we know what we went through. And we do want to let you know that we do have crisis special team members here tonight. If anyone would like help, talk to us, please grab us. You'll see us in the crowd. Just holler at us and say, hey, fat man, slow down there. We got something to talk about. So that's perfect. They'll take. Okay. I do want to brag on Greene County for just a second. The Roman soldier army, they were the meanest fighting machine there was at that time. And they had a shield that they carried about 4 foot high. And them shields were made to connect with each other. So they connect that shield together. And they could take any territory that they wanted to, and nobody was going to come through them. Paul sees this in the spiritual side, and we call it our what? Shield of faith. So when we seen Greene County during this flood, we seen some people put their shields of faith together and come together, and we overcame, and we're going to overcome. Amen? Let us pray. Almighty God, as we assemble here together today in remembrance of the horrible flood that impacted our county on September 27, 2024, we acknowledge that this is not a celebration. It is a solemn time to remember and come together and remember every soul that was affected by this disaster. So, Lord, we continue to pray for those who lost everything they had, for those who were displaced, and for those that relive that trauma of that terrible night. Oh God, we ask you to wrap your nail-scarred hands around the Boone McCurry family as they grieve and miss Boone deeply. God, we also ask that you touch every single one of our first responders who still carry dreams and memories of that night. Oh, can I say it again? We ask that you touch every one of our first responders, boots on the ground, in the water. We ask that you bless our department heads, our utility workers, and all our county and city leaders who stood side by side for weeks, months, and now a year to help our community recover. And as we continue to ask you for help, God, we also pause to thank you and give you all the praise and glory for the strength, the power, the wisdom to overcome. Thank you for holding back the dam. Thank you for giving this community, our leaders, our first responders, our churches, and our fellow man the courage to rise to the task, roll up their sleeves and come together and get the job done and continue the work of recovery. God, the very air that we breathe belongs to you. Thank you for having your hand upon Greene County, and we pray this in the mighty, mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Greene County Chaplain Kenny Rickard, who provided that type of rousing prayer along with our mayor each morning and each evening at the Emergency Operations Center. Please welcome now Nick Gunter to sing God Bless America.
God bless America. prairies, from the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, our home, sweet home. God bless America, our home, sweet home.
At this time, we'll pause to honor the life of Boone McCrary. I ask you to join me in a moment of silence. As we recall Boone's life, we welcome Sherry Davis, who worked at Ballot and was Boone's supervisor, and his mother, Debbie Fisher, who will be ringing a bell and lighting a candle of remembrance in honor of Boone. Debbie told me this week that you can never tell people you love them enough. And she wants us to remember that as we remember Boone's legacy. Thank you, Debbie. Please welcome to the podium Tusculum Mayor Alan Corley.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to you tonight during this ceremony of remembrance for our resilience during the flooding caused by Hurricane Helene. I stand with you here this evening grateful, proud, and blessed to be a Greene Countyan. First, I'm grateful for the leadership that serves Greene County. As a longtime firefighter first responder, I've been on the scene of previous floods and tornadoes, but during Helene, I was able to be in the Emergency Operations Center and observe firsthand how our leadership operates during a natural disaster crisis. As you know, government leadership, first responder leadership, and others gather at the EOC to manage our response to crises. As I watched our leaders manage the response to Helene, I was reminded of the movie Apollo 13. After an in-flight explosion of an oxygen tanker on the way to the moon, the odds of the command center Odyssey returning safely to Earth were dramatically threatened, leading to Commander Jim Lovell's famous radio transmission, "Houston, we have a problem." In the movie, the engineers in Houston gathered around a large table, and one of them dumped a box full of parts on the table and said, "Here's what those guys have to work with on board. We've got to figure out a way for them to use this stuff that they have to rig something up to get them back home safely." And we know that worked. Well, a year ago, Greene County had a problem. At the EOC, we had representatives of many agencies around the table. When a problem was reported to the EOC, those around the table worked together to figure out how to best use the resources available to them to solve that problem. And thank goodness for the good old boy and girl network in Greene County. If no one represented around the table had the necessary resources available, they either knew someone or knew someone who knew someone who could help. What struck me the most, though, about the EOC was the calm professionalism of those presents. No matter what the next punch to the gut was, there was no panic in the room, just calm deliberation, problem solving, and prayer. Chaplain Danny Ricker was on hand every day to lead the EOC in prayer, and he did it with a smile on his face and love in his heart. EMA Director Heather Seip and Mayor Kevin Morrison projected calm and strength every day to the citizens of Greene County when they gave the live updates along with Ron McAff of Radio Greenville. I'm sure that that calm and strength was very comforting to our citizens and helped to reduce panic and fear. So secondly, I'm proud. I'm proud of how our first responders and citizens responded to this natural disaster. We're always thankful for our first responders, both paid and volunteer. And the ones we think of most often are firefighters, law enforcement, EMS, and rescue squad. But in a disaster such as this, there are many more. Water departments, the Greenville Energy Authority, and what an amazing job they both did getting our utilities back on. EMA, 911 dispatchers, road and street departments, public works, the health department, news media, local, state, and federal elected officials, our chaplains, the military, TDOT, TVA, TWRA, TEMA, FEMA, and others I'm probably leaving out for which I apologize. But in this case, some of our most important first responders were our citizens. Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers helping strangers with no questions asked. Whether it's opening up your home to others or providing food to first responders who were working around the clock or making donations to agencies who assist those who lost homes or property or faith-based organizations and churches providing shelter, food, and supplies to those in need or hauling water for drinking or toilets or livestock or a business offering its resources, equipment, and or expertise or restaurants offering free meals to those displaced from their homes, or helping clear muck and debris from damaged roads and homes. Whatever the identified need, our citizens stepped up in an unprecedented way. And then, when we had most of our own issues resolved, you moved on to helping those to the east of us who suffered even more extensive destruction and devastation. And finally, we are blessed in Greene County because all these folks did all these things, not for fame or glory, not for recognition, because many of them are still unknown to us, and not for money. They did it because it was the right thing to do. So we are very blessed this evening to live in a community where people do difficult things simply because it's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thanks for the Mayor Alan Corbin. Now please welcome Greenville Mayor Cal Odom.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you bringing me up. On the word, flood was a terrible loss in our county. I wanted to focus on the good that we've seen and are seeing after the flood. Thanks to the county mayor and support staff who helped start our recovery and lead in the activities immediately. Thanks to EMA for coordinating our search and recovery and working diligently around the clock to keep our community safe. Thanks to our law enforcement groups and getting out to help our neighbors. Thanks to our fire departments who helped lead our rescue along the river and searching damaged houses. Thanks to our radio station and newspapers who kept us informed about what was going on daily and alerting us on what's going to do next. Thanks to the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Tennessee Department of Transportation, Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, the National Park Service, and other state and federal agencies who helped in our region. Thanks to our state and federal office holders who helped get resources into our community. Thanks to the 101st Airborne who provided support in our region. Thanks to the Greenville Airport who operated a forward operating base and brought needed supplies into town. Thanks to the Greenville Water Commission and other local water providers for getting water back to our community. Thanks to the Greenville Energy Authority who helped get our electricity back to our neighbors and friends. Thanks to TVA for their assistance along the river. Thanks to ANET for the rebuilding of homes. Thanks to churches who provided food, prayers, and shelter to help our people. Thanks to our neighboring communities who helped with fire and police support. Thanks to the outpouring of donations from our local, regional, state, and national, both individuals and organizations who helped just because they could. Thanks for all who helped us remember why we live in one of the greatest areas of the world. I'm sure I've missed someone, but most of all, I'm proud to be a citizen of Greenville and Greene County, and thank you for coming out today.
Greenville Mayor Caldoni. Next, our Director of the Emergency Management Agency, Heather Seidel.
A disaster is defined as an event whose timing, though typically unexpected, has consequences that are destructive or catastrophic. A defined event that tests our preparations, challenges our response, causes years of recovery, with the ultimate goal of making communities and systems more resilient and sustainable. What Helene did not define is Greene County. Can I get an amen? It did not define Greene County. Greene County, along with so many others, have stood up, showed up, and never given up. We will never forget where we were, what we lost, where we are as we gather here today, and the memories that will forever be in our hearts and minds with each passing year. We all have a job to do in this life, and as long as we work together to be about our Father's business, we will thrive together and achieve what God has called us to do. In the end, the truest force of nature is not the beast that was Hurricane Helene. It is the perseverance, the kindheartedness, compassion, the resiliency that is Greene County, the force that is East Tennessee, the force that is the state of Tennessee. Thank you.
Heather made the comment that the river may rise because we will rise higher. Representing the ANET, Wendy Peake.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate you being here to MC this event. I don't think anybody's voice could have made us feel better than Ron's on the radio during this horrible season that we have lived through. So I am the treasurer of ANET. ANET is all volunteer, and we have 7 board members. We have 5 site coordinators that have worked nearly full-time jobs in addition to their regular jobs. And we have a variety of other folks who have been volunteering for ANET on a regular basis. And I want you to know how proud we are of them. ANET worked through tornadoes, after the 2011 tornadoes, we worked through 115 cases, and we didn't finish until early 2014. We stand before you today, having worked through nearly all of our 65 cases that we have had folks apply for assistance. And we only have six of those that we are still working on and will finish soon. So that's just amazing. Thank you. But this is not about AidNet per se. I'm simply standing here representing all of the organizations, all of the private organizations that just came and did good in our community, and AidNet's only one of them. I'm representing thousands of volunteers, hundreds of churches, and dozens of local organizations. How about that operation that was set up at Trinity United Methodist Church? That was amazing, right? How about the warehouse that they set up at Cowboy Church, set up at the old roller rink? Wow. Amazing. How about Asbury United Methodist Church, who set up a shelter and sheltered folks for weeks? Very good. I want to talk about Ebenezer United Methodist Church. They actually sustained flood damage, but do you know what they also did? They volunteered and gave through AidNet. Could not be prouder of those folks. We had a group of Southern Baptists that came to town, and they came before Thanksgiving and said, we're going to work and finish five projects in Greene County in a week. It was a lot of work, and they did it. How about that? I also want to talk a little bit about the fact that I work for United Way of Greene County. I see amazing work in this community every day. I have the best job in town. I see wonderful folks working on behalf of wonderful folks. But this experience has trumped all of that. I have never seen the outpouring of support like I have seen in Greene County in the last year. And what a difference a year makes. So thank you all so much for what you represent. Thank you for all the leadership that we've had represented here who have spoke and told you what all was done. And thank you so much for the bright future that we have ahead of us. Thank you, Ron.
Please welcome State Senator Steve Sutherland.
Thank you. My name is Steve Sutherland. I represent the 9th District, which includes Unicoi, Greene, Cobb, Hamlin, and Gatlinburg. And my district got hit hard that night. And people asked me what I saw. And I saw people being rescued off the Irwin Hospital. I saw people in Cobb County standing on the railroad tracks because that was the high point. You know, one of the funny things, I guess, at the time is an EMS guy was in the helicopter and he was reached down to get a lady and she said, I'm scared. I've never flown before. He said, don't worry about it because I haven't either. So, I don't know if that made me any comfortable or not, but you're flying in a helicopter with all you have your little seatbelt on and the wind blowing and it's shaking like this. It was worse than a roller coaster, let me tell you. But we all did a lot of things that we never did before. We all rolled up our sleeves and went to work. You know, that night, got a call about 10 from TVA and said it's a code yellow on the down. Then about 1 o'clock, they called and said, code red, code red. It's imminent. The dam is going to bust. Luckily, at 11 o'clock that next morning, you could see the dam. And the old girl hailed, you know, we're proud of that. The people who built that dam did a good job on that. You know, when I was running from each county, and I know like these gentlemen, the mayors over here, I'd come in and I'd sit down in the command center, and they were all working in joint together. And somebody would say, I need that. They didn't say why. They said, who's got that or where we can get it? And everybody worked together, and that's what it took. Everybody working together. Well, you may say, well, I didn't have a big part in it, or you didn't have a big part in it. If you brought food and water, you had a big part in it, because that's where I was running. I know with the mayors and I, they were 3 days, we didn't even go to sleep. We were running. But we were able to get food out there at the command center, and I like that. Thank everybody that brought that out. And each and every one of us have a little bit that we can do. You may not be able to fly a helicopter, but you can cook a meal.
Yeah.
You know. Boone McCray died trying to do a good deed. I ask for everybody to start every day, go every day, and try to do a good deed. Thank you very much.
Senator Steve Sutherland. Mayor Kevin Morrison will be the next to speak, and again at 6:33, the sirens, lights will light in remembrance of the falling of the Kinzer Bridge that's coming up in about 5 minutes.
And if those lights and sirens preempt what I have to say, then that's exactly what a natural disaster does. It preempts our routine course. Good evening, friends, neighbors. Good evening, fellow members of this extraordinary community. 1 year ago on Friday, September 27th, exactly 367 days ago, the skies over Greene County changed. What began as a whisper in the wind became a roar that shook the very foundation of our lives. Hurricane Helene descended upon us with a force that we had never seen before, unrelenting, unforgiving, and unforgettable. The Nolichucky River, our lifeline and landmark, surged to over 60 feet, its highest level ever recorded. It swallowed bridges, it swallowed roads, it swallowed homes, it swept away cars and memories and the very ground beneath our feet. Among the lives lost was Boone McCrary and his beloved dog Moss, taken by the river's rage. I am reminded almost daily of the Roman poet Virgil's tribute to fallen warriors, recorded in book 9 of his epic poem, The Aeneid. The quote is, "No day shall erase you from the memory of time." This line is spoken in tribute to fallen warriors who have died heroically in battle. And I think it is most fitting for Boone, whose name is etched into our memories. It is a reminder that even in the face of unimaginable loss, memory and love endure.
Yeah.
We lost hundreds of homes. We lost pieces of our history. And for a moment, it felt like we had lost ourselves. But even as the storm raged, something stronger began to stir. We saw first responders dive into danger to save others. We saw support teams working without rest, with little food, doing so without hesitation. We saw neighbors pulling each other from floodwaters, strangers sharing food, and volunteers opening their homes. We saw love. We saw courage. We saw the spirit of Greene County. And on the morning of Saturday, September 28th, when the sun rose again, and when the waters finally began to recede, and when the winds were quieted, we did not sit in exasperated ruin and despair. We stood in unity. We rebuilt roads, and we rebuilt bridges. We reopened schools. We restored power. We restored the water supply. We began to rebuild and repair homes. We mourned together. We healed together. And we began again stronger, wiser, and more connected than ever before. I remember driving through the roads of Greene County just days after the storm. The air was thick with mud and silence. But then I saw a group of volunteers, mud covered, exhausted, sorting out what could be saved and treasured by those who had lost their homes. No one asked these volunteers to do this. They just showed up because that's who we are. I remember AIDNET, with an army of volunteers that came together to help sort and clean and begin the rebuilding process. I remember Trinity United Methodist Church and many others that turned their fellowship halls into shelters and a point of distribution for much needed supplies. They didn't ask who you were or where you came from or what you believed in. They just said, come in, you're safe here. I remember the farmers who lost their harvest, but still showed up with food for others. Our volunteer fire departments, providing much needed water for the farm animals, rescue and search support, and assistance with resource distribution. I remember individuals, churches, and restaurants unable to open, but yet they stepped up to feed first responders and all of those impacted by the storms. The nurses who kept caring, even when their own homes were damaged and their workplace evacuated. Symbolic of a community crying out in need. That need was answered by all of these people behind these lights and signs. I remember the elite 101st Airborne Division who arrived and provided a much needed boost in our spirits. A distribution of supplies to rugged and closed areas. And welcome relief to our neighbors east of us and into western North Carolina. These are the stories. They are not just anecdotes. They're the heartbeat of Greene County. This past Friday marked 1 year since that fateful day. 1 year since Hurricane Helene changed everything. And so we gather here tonight not just to remember the storm, but to honor the strength that it revealed in each one of us. Let this day be a tribute to those that we lost, those who gave, to those who rose. Let it be a promise that we will continue to prepare, we will continue to protect, and we will continue to persevere. Let it be a celebration of the unbreakable spirit of the people of Greene County. Because when the storm came, we did not break. We bent, we held, we endured. And when the dawn came, we rebuilt. Not just our homes, but our hope. But remembrance is not just about looking back. It's about looking forward. We must ask ourselves, what kind of community do we want to be? Not just in crisis, but every day. How do we carry the lessons of Helene into the future? We invest in resilience. We strengthen our infrastructure. We support our emergency services. We educate our children, not just in academics, but in compassion. We build a culture where helping your neighbor is not the exception. It is the expectation. And we tell our stories. We tell them to our children so that they know what it means to be strong. We tell them to the newcomers so that they understand what it means to belong. We tell them to ourselves so that we never forget what we're capable of. So today, as we stand here on this first anniversary of Hurricane Helene, let us remember not just the storm, but the life that followed. Let us honor the lives lost, the homes rebuilt, the hands extended. Let us recommit to each other today, right now, to our shared future, to our shared strength, and to our shared humanity. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being a part of this story. And thank you for proving every day, each one of you, thank you for proving every single day that Greene County is not just a place, it's a force. Thank you, and may God continue to bless each one of you in Greene County now and forever.
John Shell will now play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes. Thank you very much.